You're listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
Jeroboam became afraid that the people would go to Jerusalem to worship. And so he said, I gotta stop these people from going to Jerusalem or from going to church. I can't let them. And so what he did, he said, I gotta get control of these people. And the Bible says that he counseled, come on, in other words, he plotted. Oh, glory to God. He devised a way, oh, glory to God, to keep the people from going to Jerusalem or from going to church. He represents the government. I don't know if y'all get this. He represents a false religion because the Bible says he set up two idols or he set up two calves. An idol is nothing but a false god. Many things can be idols nowadays. Come on. You can make an idol out of a political party. Okay. All right. Glory to God. So he said, I got to stop them. I got to shut it down. You can make an idol out of the news. Come on. The news can become your god. To the point that, because our problem is that, guess what? We're not seeking the face of God to find out what God is saying in this hour. Come on. But we're too busy listening to what the news has to say. Listening to what the news has to say about taking these shots. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. I bind the devil of COVID in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of infirmity, the strong man in the name of Jesus. This plan. What happened is that the 10 tribes that followed Jeroboam willfully and against the light of their conscience began to worship these idols off of what Jeroboam had to say. Who Jeroboam represents? What the government represents? What leadership? I don't know if y'all get this. These folks, against their better judgment, began to worship these false gods. They knew they were false gods. Why would they worship these false gods? Because we got to be careful about, help me, Holy Ghost, we got to be careful about, resentment. Got to be careful about it's a word that I need, anger. When you're angry at somebody, you're offended. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We got to be careful about offense, because the way this mess got started is that the people became offended at Solomon, because Solomon had caused them to be in heavy labor. And so they told Solomon's son, they said, hey, you know, we want you to lighten the burden. And Solomon's son said, I ain't lightening the burden. I'm going to make it that much more harder. And the Bible says they got offended and they left. Come on. They said, we don't want to be a part of this kingdom no more. And they left and they began to follow Jeroboam. What am I saying? I'm saying that if you're not careful, come on, if you're not careful, you will let the spirit of offense, come on, lead you astray. You will let the spirit of offense cause you to follow folks and listen to folks you ain't got no business listening to. Oh, glory. Anybody getting this? Anybody getting this here thing? Oh, glory to God. And I want to wasn't even planning on talking about this when I came out of the back. It's like, okay, you know, God showed it to me at the end. Hallelujah. So sometimes we can think that somebody's really right when they're wrong, because we're so offended at the other person, we can't see the truth. Come on, somebody. And then guess what? They're leading us astray. Come on, they're telling you, no, come on, they're telling us you need to take this shot. They didn't tell you that they got nanos inside of the shot. A lot of people haven't even found that out yet, that they got nanos in the shot. Now you say, well, what are nanos? They're little bitty robots. And I'm not telling you nothing that you shouldn't know. Go and look it up. Go Google it. Come on, because they want to hook you up to 5G. Now that when people begin to do the magnet test and people were getting mad and cussing mad on the internet, they're like, what the devil have you put in me? Come on, what have you put inside of me? Oh, glory to God. And so now, you know, they started, you know, releasing information. Well, this to help us to, you know, find out what's going on in your body. The nanos can, you know, they hook you up. It can retrieve information from your body. It also can tell the government where you at. Oh, they can locate you. They can follow you. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. I'm not telling you nothing that you shouldn't know. Not know. I was at the 7-Eleven here on US 1, and me and a guy got to talking, and he was telling me he worked for this company. He was working for this company called Cree, C-R-E-E. And he was like, yeah, because the 5G towers got to be hooked up every 3 miles. And so he was saying that, yeah, we even hook them up on the red lights. Come on, because we got to get them in. We got to get them within every so many miles. Come on. Why? Because, okay, all right. Woo! And so what am I saying? I'm saying that here Jeroboam is a picture of the government, or a government that wants to control the people or keep the people under his control. You know, God has been showing me some things that they're trying to do. I saw a bunch of eagles on a roller coaster, but the roller coaster didn't go up and down. The roller coasters was going from side to side, like, you know, like a person that will be wavering. Oh, glory to God. And on these roller coasters, I saw a bunch of eagles. I saw eagles that hands, they didn't have hands, but they were chained up. Their feet were chained and their necks were chained. Come on. Oh, glory to God. And so, and guess what? They were driven by the roller coaster. Oh, glory to God. The roller coaster was, and they were all, and they were just rows and rows of eagles. Eagles represent liberty. Come on, somebody. You need to understand that, guess what? What they're doing, they're trying to take your freedom. I'm just telling you what God has been dealing with me about. You can pray about it. Oh, glory to God. I saw the American flag on the ground, on green grass, and then I saw a flame. Oh, glory to God, begin to consume the flag from the inside out. It's praying time. If you ain't found out, it's praying time. It's praying time. These folks, come on, let me show you some biblical stuff now. Now they're saying that, guess what? They're taking away your liberties. They said if you don't take this shot, let me put it this way, if you don't get the nanos, as a matter of fact, they found out that the shot don't even work. This is why they're saying, put the CDC released the report. Oh, glory to God, that the people that have taken the shot have become super spreaders. That's the way they worded it. They said super spreaders. Come on. Oh, glory to God, because now you don't have to worry about other people getting the shot from other people. Getting the COVID from other people. You get the COVID from the people that they didn't put the COVID in. Because when you go get the shot, you get the COVID. And so now they're calling them super spreaders, and now you see the push, guess what? Put the mask back on. But they won't. They're not talking about what the CDC is saying. They're not talking about the report. You got to go. There's some stuff that you got to go and look up on your own. So this is why we have a push to put the mask back on. And they're pushing for you to take the shot. They're pushing hard for you to take this shot, because guess what? We want to get those nanos on the inside of you. I'm just telling you. If you want me to send you the CDC report, I'll send it to you. But it's about control, because guess what? He wanted to control. Daughter, read. I know you're over to read, but just begin to read down something.
1 Kings 13.
Uh-huh.
And behold, there came a man of God out of Judah by the word of the Lord.
Okay, drop down about three verses. Read.
Okay, and he gave a sign the same day, saying.
Okay, he said, this is going to be a confirmation. I'm going to give a sign that what I just said is about to come to pass. He said that God was going to raise up a child, oh glory to God, from the house of David. Come on, where you're really supposed to be worshiping at. And he's going to burn the false priests. Come on, these false priests, because the Bible says that Jeroboam had chose the lowest people of the land. Come on, he chose the crooks. He chose the thieves. He chose the robbers. Come on. And made them priests. Why? Because it wasn't about them being holy. It was about a system. It was about keeping them under control and in the system, not allowing them to go nowhere. We don't want you to go to the house of God. But what was one of the first things they did? They said, you can't go to church. But yet, let me show you something. People were still going to the, allowed to go to clubs. Okay, all right. You can't gather in the church, but you can still go to Walmart. Ooh, glory to God. Read, daughter.
This is the sign which the Lord has spoken. Behold, the altar shall be rent, and the ashes that are upon it shall be poured out.
Sometimes God got to deal with the altars. Sometimes God got to deal with wicked altars. Come on, somebody. The same way that we have an altar. It's not built up, but there's many altars in the church. An altar is a place where you usher in the presence of God, oh glory to God, so that guess what? Evil can be pushed back. And this is why we have altars in churches. Come on, somebody. Well, guess what? This is why you look in the Bible and you see that the patriarchs of old, they would go, Abraham would go different places and do what? He would set up altars. Why? He was taking the land. He would go in and he would begin to pray and make sacrifices unto God to bring in or to usher in the presence of God and to do what? To push back evil. Because when God shows up, it's just like we walked in this building and it was dark. But the moment that we turned the light on, darkness began to flee to the corners. Same method, same thing. Oh, glory to God. And so God has to deal with the altars of the enemies. You don't think that witches and warlocks have altars? They got altars, they're praying, they're burning incense, they're praying. Here was Jeroboam burning incense beside what? A false altar. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Making prayers. As a matter of fact, he knew that the altar was false. He set it up. Come on. He knew that these gods were false. He set it up. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Read, daughter. That's a lot of stuff I would like to say, but I'm gonna cut it short. Read, daughter.
And it came to pass when King Jeroboam heard the saying of the man of God, which had cried against the altar in Bethel, that he put forth his hand from the altar, saying, lay hold on him. And his hand which he put forth against him dried up so that he could not pull it in again to him.
Look at God. Look at God. Will sin abound? Tell somebody grace do much more.
Yes.
He put his hand forth and said, get him. Get the man of God. Come on, somebody. And the Bible says that his hand dried up. He couldn't even draw it back. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Read, daughter.
And the altar also was rent, and the ashes poured out.
And then God destroyed the altar. Come on. The ashes poured out. God dealt with the altar. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Because there are times when God has to destroy the altar of the enemy. Okay, all right, all right. Oh, glory to God. Oh, man, there's things that have been set up over this nation. I'm going to leave that alone. This is why we got to pray. Because we're sitting there and we're becoming echoes for the devil, because you don't realize that God has turned the power up in your mouth. So when they release, or when the news say something like, things are never going to change, and you turn around and say it, guess what? Your turned up power in your mouth affects the spirit realm. Come on, somebody. Because what we're doing is that we're having spiritual abortions. Instead of saying, God, thy will be done on earth, you're saying, what's in hell be done on earth. We're talking up hell. We're talking up hell in the earth. I don't know if y'all getting this. Y'all looking at me like a cow looking at a new fence. Come on. Come on. You in inviting what's being done in hell to be done on the earth when it's supposed to be the opposite way around. You're supposed to be saying what's being done in heaven, let it be done on the earth. Oh, glory to God. Thy will. That's why when you pray the Lord's Prayer, thy will be done on earth just like it is in heaven. Y'all getting this thing? Y'all getting this thing? Oh, glory to God. And so with our turn up mouths, the devil knows the power has been turned up in your mouth. And so guess what? Your turned up power in your mouth affects the spirit realm. Come on, somebody. Because what we're doing is that we're aborting, we're having spiritual abortions. Instead of saying, God, thy will be done on earth, you're saying, what's in hell be done on earth. We're talking up hell in the earth. Y'all getting this? I don't know if y'all getting this. Y'all looking at me like a cow looking at a new fence. Come on. You inviting what's being done in hell to be done on the earth when it's supposed to be the opposite way around. You're supposed to be saying what's being done in heaven, let it be done on the earth. Oh, glory to God. Thy will. That's why when you pray the Lord's Prayer, thy will be done on earth just like it is in heaven. Y'all getting this thing? Y'all getting this thing? Oh, glory to God. And so with our turn up mouths, the devil knows the power has been turned up in your mouth. And so guess what? He's bamboozling the body of Christ. If he wants something to be said, put it on the news. Put it on the news. And so they're trying to make like everybody's getting COVID, and then the news is running around, and then we're running around saying, ooh, everybody's getting COVID. We have become an echo for the enemy. We have become an echo for the enemy instead of an echo for God, instead of a mouthpiece for God. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Tell somebody the buck stops here. I'm about to become a mouthpiece for God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, y'all ain't saying it. Y'all ain't. What's up? You scored? Come on, because what I'm doing, I'm letting you know that, guess what? Somebody's been using your mouth. And now it's time to let God use your mouth. Read, daughter.
And he destroyed the altar according to the sign which the man of God had given by the word of the Lord. Uh-huh. And the king answered and said unto the man of God, Entreat now the face of the Lord thy God, and pray for me, that my hand may be restored to me again. And the man of God sought the Lord, and the king's hand was restored to him again, and became as it was before.
Now look at the mercy of God. God knew that this joker was corrupt. But God is the type of God that God will give even wicked leaders a space or a time to repent. But he didn't repent. He just wanted to be restored or to be healed. Can I tell you something? Everybody that's seeking God, everybody's not always trying to be healed. Come on, I mean, trying to be born again. They don't want a relationship. They just want the benefits of God. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Because guess what? This man knew better. And there are some folks that know better. They know that God is a merciful God. And so he's like, why? Because my thing is, why didn't you entreat the false gods or the calves that you had set up? You didn't ask none of the false priests to pray for you, because guess what? You knew they were false. You knew the calves was false. Come on, somebody. And so here you are. You turned to the prophet who just manifested the power of God, and you said, hey, entreat the God that just tore my altar up, that just messed my plan up. Because I believe God's about to do something here in the United States of America. Oh, glory to God. Yada. My God, up in time. Woo. Because some of us ain't walking around saying this is it. Oh, glory to God. It ain't gonna never be able to change. We won't be able to fly no more, because you can only, if you don't have the COVID shot. Read.
And the king said unto the man of God, come home with me and refresh yourself, and I will give you a reward. And the man of God said to the king, if you will give me half of your house.
Because if I can't control you, because I see that I done run up against somebody that I can't control. I know it's this message kind of long. I know some folks gotta get up, but I can't control. Come on, I can't control this prophet. Oh, glory to God! And so guess what? I'm gonna try to bring you in and get you up under my arm, you know, and be cool and be buddy. But in other words, I'm gonna get you to visit the White House. Oh, glory to God. Let me get you to come and come to my office and sit down and talk, and because I need to make it look like that you know, that you are with me. I wouldn't go to the White House today if they gave me $1 million. As soon as this man hit the office, he signed his executive orders, because you know why, people? They need blood. They need blood sacrifice. Some of us, we got a dressed up word, we call it abortions, but it's really blood sacrifice. We got to keep America spilling the blood. Come on. Oh, glory to God. See, man, y'all, boy, if we only knew what was going on. It ain't about, I'm going to leave that alone. Leave that alone. It's about the blood. It's about child sacrifice. It's about Moloch. Come on, somebody. It's about when Hillary Clinton said that, she said when she got out of some trouble, she said, I'm gonna sacrifice a few chickens to the god Moloch. They was trying to figure out what she was talking about in her emails. Come on. Oh, glory to God. But see, people that read the Bible knew what she was talking about. Come on. Oh, glory to God. She was talking about child sacrifice. Talking about child, we know what the Moloch was, the god that they would burn children. They would put children in there and burn them alive. Blood sacrifices, because they believe that's what brings them power and keep them in power. Come on, keep their witchcraft all powered up. Come on, somebody. Read, daughter.
And the man of God said unto the king, if thou wilt give me half of your house.
Oh, if you was to give me half of your house. Read.
I will not go in with thee.
Come on, I can't go in, because it will be a slap in the face of God. Oh, glory to God. For me to go in with you. Come on, hallelujah. For me to eat here. For me to drink here. God was so disgusted. Come on. With what they were doing, that God says, I don't even want you to eat them. I don't want you to drink them. Don't even drink no water out of that place. Don't even go back in the same direction that you came. Come on. Oh, glory to God. It disgusted God so that what they had did, that how these people turned so quickly on God because of offense. Because can I tell you something? This is why a lot of the churches is divided today. I love victory. I love to see the diversity in this church. Come on, somebody. But a lot of churches are divided today. Why are they divided? Because of offense. Because of the strong man of jealousy. Oh, glory to God. Okay, I'm going to say it again. Because of the strong man of jealousy that keep us hating one another, that keep us hating on one another. You know, one day as I was studying about strong men, and I was like, God, how is jealousy the strong man of racism? How is jealousy the strong man of hatred and stuff? And the Lord began to tell me, he said, because you can be so in love with your race that you're willing to step on another race of people. I thank God for delivering me from that spirit. Come on, somebody. I thank God, oh glory to God, that I can preach the green, yellow, blue, black, brown, pink, you know, whatever you come in, whatever color you come in here, oh glory to God. Because the Bible says that our love shall abound towards all men. And when I was doing jail and prison ministry, I noticed something. You know, as a matter of fact, that because what happens is that the enemy will take and use what's on the inside of you and use it against you. If you're offended at someone, guess what? The enemy will use that to literally cause you to separate from that one. That person can be doing you some good. And I thank God that, guess what? Me and my wife done got in a whole lot of arguments, but she ain't going nowhere. And sometimes we'd be so quick to jump off the boat. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Because God, hey, the Lord sent the prophet and said, hey, You know, you know, okay, all right, I won't even go all into that, because I don't want to make it sound like I'm getting into politics, which I'm not, but I'm just showing you, oh, glory to God. I'm showing you, and I believe even prophetically a little bit, some things that are going on. Because whether you believe it or not, God speaks, and God will let you know what's going on. And sometimes only we can't see past what the news is saying, and we don't understand what's really going on. And so we start saying things that the news is saying and what other people are saying. And the enemy has impressed upon us that we're in a season that we're not in. Because could it be that we're coming out of this thing? Okay, all right. You know, I love the Bible because let me show you something. How many know that when it hits 12 o'clock, it's still dark outside? Okay, all right. The children of Israel, God said, you're going to spend 400 years in Egypt. When it was about time for them to come out of Egypt, how many know that things got worse? Because the enemy can impress upon you and make you think that you will never come out of this, that you're going to be stuck in something and for the rest of your life. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. You're going to be sick for the rest of your life. You're going to be broke for the rest of your life. Tell somebody the devil is a liar. Oh, glory to God. The devil is a liar. I decree and declare over you all that you're coming out, that you won't be the same. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. And so there are false impressions that come from the enemy that make you think, come on, that you'll never come out of certain things, that you always, and they come real strong right before God get ready to bring you out. And this is why you got to be careful, because guess what? The children of Israel, they're trying to come out of the promised land. But guess what? The enemy begin to show them giants. And what do they begin to say? Oh, we can't go in the land. We can't take the land. Tell somebody, false impression. And so because what they begin to say literally caused them to have to be turned back around and to go what? Back out into the wilderness. Because what? Guess what? They had a spiritual abortion. And you can have a spiritual abortion. You can abort what it is that God is trying to do in your life by the words that are coming out of your mouth. Read, daughter. I'm almost done. Glory to God.
I will not go in with thee, neither will I eat bread or drink water in this place. For so it charged me by the word of the Lord, saying, eat no bread, drink no water, nor turn again by the same way that you came.
This is why you got to stay in faith, because faith can change your season. I'm wrapping it up, but faith can change your season. Okay, all right. How about the Gentile woman who came and said, you know, son of David, my daughter is demon possessed. Oh, glory to God. She was a Gentile woman. Come on. I mean, you know, the Bible says that charity starts at home. And so here is Jesus. Jesus was saying, I got to get the house straight. Because what God wanted to do, he wanted to get Israel straight and send them out to preach the gospel. Come on, somebody. To the world. Oh, glory to God. To the Gentiles. To let them know, guess what? You can be saved. Come on. You ain't. Okay, all right. And so here this woman come, and it's not her time. It's not her season to get this blessing, this thing done. And so Jesus said, he said, hey, you know, I can't do this for you right now. It's not your season. You know, oh, glory to God, I'm here right now for the house for the children of Israel. Oh, your time is coming, but it's not now. But the Bible says she worshiped. This is why when I looked over there and I saw the prophet worshiping, my God, she got a reason to worship. But the Bible says she worshiped. In other words, can I tell you something? Jesus saw her faith. And what did he say to her? What did he say?